Thank you, Jimmy. Good morning, everyone. As Jimmy's just said, my name's Linda Emery, and I'm a trustee of World Vision. So essentially, that's a voluntary position. It means I'm part of the board, and we're responsible for making sure that the charity in the UK is well run. But I'm really conscious that World Vision isn't as well known in this country as it is in other parts of the world. We are actually the world's largest international children's charity, and we're Christian. Our aim is to bring God's unconditional love to children and their families and communities around the world, and to help free those who are living in fear, from many of them in the most awful circumstances. Our mission is built upon the words of Jesus, the ones you see on the front of your pew sheet today. Our aim is to bring life in all its fullness. But what does life in all its fullness mean in practice? It's so many things for different people, and it's hard to bring it all to life. So what I'm going to do is try and tell you a story to just give you one example of what that might mean. So I'm going to tell you the story of a boy called Samuel. Samuel is 16, and he'd been living in South Sudan with his family. Look, here he comes now. Samuel and his family hung on in South Sudan as war broke out. But eventually, they were forced to flee. Samuel saw his father die, and his mother was lost as they fled through the war-torn countryside. They were probably tired, hungry, very scared. And eventually, they got to Uganda. But what did they find when they got to Uganda? A school waiting for them? Family reunited? Nice house? Probably not. A fairly barren landscape. So I want you to imagine that, you have to use your imagination a bit here, okay? But imagine that this is a barren landscape, bit of dirt on the floor, but not much else. So what do we think, what do you think that Samuel would need when he got to Uganda?
Shelter!
Absolutely, needs shelter. Thank you very much, Tim. Here we have a tent. Often refugees have to live in tents, hopefully a little bit more stable than this one, but nonetheless, not much of a house, but better than nothing. So let's use this to signify a place to live. What else might he need? Absolutely, all forms of shelter. So thank you, Michael. That's very good of you to bring your duvet to church. I know it gets cold in St. Mary's, but that seems a little extreme, but very helpful for our illustration this morning. So let's use this to illustrate, you know, bedding, clothes, cover, all the different types of shelter that Samuel and his brother and sister might need. What else might he need?
Water.
For sure. A source of clean water is absolutely essential for life, of course. Water and food, and we're going to be bringing up food ourselves later on. So thank you, Matt, for the bucket to signify water. Okay, and what else? Without water, they might not survive. So we'll add the water carrier to the scene. And then, what's this we see coming down the aisle? A bicycle. Why a bicycle, you might ask? Well, bicycles are really important. For many children around the world, a bicycle is their most precious possession. Very useful. On this refugee camp, Samuel may well need the bicycle to get around, maybe to get to the makeshift school. Any of you who are coming to the Harvest Lunch will hear me talk some more about work we've done in Zimbabwe to help provide access to education for girls, and giving them bicycles so they can safely travel to school was one of many things that we did there. So let's just have one more thing, I think. Excellent, a football. This is really important too, because children need more than just food and drink and shelter. Of course, those things are absolutely essential. But they need to be able to play. They need to be able to have fun. They need to feel safe and loved. And one of the things that World Vision does in emergency situations is provide safe spaces for children where they can be themselves and where they can play with others. Of course, there's much more that Samuel will need. But before we move on, let's hear directly from Samuel himself.
There's war in South Sudan, that's why we also came to Uganda. On the way, on the process that we are coming to Uganda, when we reach another place, 20 miles out from here, we fight people fighting. When they are fighting, we had our gunshots. we see dead bodies down there also. People start running out from the gas. They just run anyhow. My mother ran away. And by that time, my father has a wound in his leg. Afterwards, I don't know if that one is much of tetanus or what. He also died. You may be happy when you go to school, you do, you play, but sometimes when if you think of your parents, it gives you sadness.
Without education, there's no future. What we want to look for is to make sure that all the kids have got a future here. We have about 42,000 children going through our child-friendly spaces. It's a safe place that children can come and play. These centres act as windows for case management activities, for psychosocial support, and then they act also as centres for learning. The community, the parents, the foster parents, and the children themselves know that when I come to this centre, I'll get a well-being staff who will listen to me and who will give me assistance in the way that I need best.
I joined Peace Club because, you know, living in peace is good. I wanted to be a leader in South Sudan. I joined Peace Club members to know more about peace. We start our first lecture. The topic is Ubuntu. Yeah, it means I am because we are. Let me see you as my body. Anyhow, you're a friend, you're my enemy. Let me see you as me. Because we all have the same blood. If I hate you, we still have the same blood.
Hear that, okay? We've built our own scene here. Clearly, this is just an illustration to help us think about what life in all its fullness can mean, and we've heard Samuel's story there. But World Vision doesn't just work in emergency situations like these. A lot of our work is with communities, where we go into a community and stay there, usually for about 15 years, to empower local people, to bring lasting change for children. We work with local leaders, with local community leaders and faith leaders to understand their needs and to help educate around the rights of children, the right that every child has to an education and to be safe. And there's so much more that I could tell you about the work of World Vision, but I haven't got time now. But I hope this has given you enough of a teaser that you want to find out more for yourselves. And as I said, those of you coming to the Harvest Lunch, I'm afraid you will have to hear more. But driven by God's love for us, we try to show God's love to others. And the good news is, you can all join in. There's so many ways which you can be part of World Vision. Of course, it's great if you're able to give to our work. But you can also be part of our campaigning work. You could share our stories on social media, for example. And of course, most importantly of all, you can pray. Please pray for all the children around the world that we're working to help. Please pray for the amazing staff of World Vision who put themselves into dangerous situations to live and work alongside the children that they're helping. Our vision for every child is life in all its fullness. And our prayer for every heart is the will to make it so. Thank you.